Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Interview with a Vidpire. I'm excited, man. Let's get into this. Snooki Ariaga 1474. What are your top 3 favorites that you have done? Oh, man. So, I guess it depends on the genre. I'll put it like that. Like, if it's sci-fi, that it's got to be like Threshold of Evil or The War Behind or the Lovecraft Experience. Those ones, fucking banger sci-fis, as opposed to horror, like paranormal horror, anything from Vampire to Devil's Due to Yearwalker, some of my fucking favorites. Or if it's zombies, then it's got to be What Really Happens to Andersonburg, Pennsylvania, or End Times, or the Blackwood Academy Quarantine as well. I guess it's zombie-esque. Those also hugely stick out to me as well. But I guess it depends, man. It depends on the genre. It's like having a bunch of kids and then trying to pick your favorite kid, man. It's a... All right, Miss Nicole, what are your top 5 series that you've narrated? Much love, V. Much love. That's also tough, man. I would say, oh god, that stick out to me recently. Vampire, On the Trail of the Vampire, Threshold of Evil, and I Have This Ability to Sense the Demonic are the top 3 that are sticking out at the moment. There are definitely others. There's Morana Air, there's Devil's Due, there's the Ebro Reports. So it just, it could flip-flop, man. But I guess those would be the 3 favorites that I can think of right now. All right, next is Angel from Hell, Shauna. What are your favorite type of stories to narrate? Like just anything creepy or sci-fi type stories or cryptid stories or aliens? Dude, okay. So, my favorite genre that I haven't done in a while is probably astral projection stories. I just love the idea. That stuff scares the absolute hell out of me. And I love the idea. I also fucking love zombie stories because I love the gore and just the grit to them. I think it's great, man. And sci-fi fucking eldritch horror stuff, dude, way up there as well. But I guess my favorite would be the astral projection themed stories. Those are very fun. All right, from Vicky Thomas 1293. It hurts that I won't be able to do the Q&A because I have 2 questions. Well, you are doing the Q&A. Hello, welcome. How old are you and what nationality? I'm 65 and only just started listening to Creepypastas. Love you, MCP and DM. Hell yeah. Happy to help out. I am between 25 and 35. And originally, I come from Scottish background, which is fun shit, man. But yeah. This one is from JZT2997. They ask, what kind of studio do you record in, and how has it changed over your time as a narrator? Oh my god, dude. Okay, so the studio that I record in now is just, it's just my room, but it's just sound treated. I have blankets and stuff set up, so that there's no sound really reflecting off when I'm speaking like this. And I have a little Chaotica foam eyeball around my microphone, so it's just mostly treated for that. But I'm just standing, or I'm sitting rather, in front of my computer, just reading your guys' questions. And that's my setup right now, it's just in my room. But what I used to work with was, there was a lot of handfuls. In college, I used to rent out, or, you know, slot out times for podcast rooms. So I would go in with my crappy little fucking laptop and my Blue Yeti and just try to record it. I'd bring my whole fucking pop shield wrapped in a blanket, and I would just use that as my soundproofed deal. Pain in the ass to set up, absolute nightmare. As well as for the longest time, before I ended up getting my own space here in my own room, I was recording in closets. If it was either through college or if it was at my place I used to live at, I just recorded, or places rather I used to live at, I would just record out of the closet. Like I would set up between clothes and I would with that with their they're on their hangers, and that would block out some of the noise. And I would have my pop shield out and wrap it all in blankets, and then just record into my Blue Yeti. So that's what I worked with for the longest time, until now I can do it much more comfortably and read your guys' questions, and also, you know, talk at the same time, instead of having to switch tabs and pausing every 5 fucking minutes, or trying to have to bookmark or snap method and all that stuff. So I'm in a much better position to record now than I was when I first started. All right, same person. JZT2997. How did you get into creepypasta? Also, which narrators, if any, do you follow, and are there any that inspired you? Thank you. Yes, so I'd answered some of these in the first one. So I got into creepypasta. I kind of fell into it. I started with just poetry that I wrote myself, and I got sucked into it by... I started asking around, being like, ooh, I want to collab. I want to do stuff. And then I ended up getting a place on Unit's channel, and I read... It was a story called Licks from a Bear. And when I was super... inexperienced and didn't know what I was doing, I'm so thankful that he let me do that in the first place. But from there, it just moved on, and I started doing more horror stuff, and I started meeting a whole bunch of people, and just kind of snowballed into me doing horror content and no sleep stuff. So that's fun. Which narrator, if any, do you follow, and are there any that inspired you? So I really don't follow narrators. Like, I talk to them, but I don't watch their stuff. I don't really watch narrations on YouTube. I watch, like, you know, comedy videos and just movies, and, you know, I just go and live my life. I don't really listen to narration content, ironically. And are there any that inspire you? Yes, Dark Somnium hugely inspired me. Dude's fucking incredible, master of his goddamn craft. I always strive to be better than myself so I can get a little bit close to his level that he's at. That's my end goal, is to I don't think I'll be equal, but I think I'll improve my craft by being inspired by him. So okay, from Demon Slayer 14. Hey, not sure if this was already asked, but do you plan on doing any more music? Perspective is one I've always gravitated towards when I'm feeling low. Appreciate what you do, man. Yes, I'm glad you like Perspective, dude. That was the first one that I put on Spotify. I have an EP that I'm dropping in October. And I will be posting it on Spotify, and I'll be pushing out links for it as well. So that'll be fun, and I hope you guys enjoy the end result. That'll be a fun one. So yes, I am very much going for posting more music, and I got a bunch of collaborations of some artists that I respect that are going to be on the EP and on singles in the future, so yeah. All right, from Obscureville. I recently watched some of your older content. Are you happy with the evolution of your voice? Did it change as you aged, or are you just more experienced now? Your voice is obviously just as great now as it was then, probably even more fit for your content. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yes, I am very happy with the evolution of my voice. I can finally read stories confidently and with more emotion ingrained into it and passion put into it than what I used to do, which was just kind of, in my opinion, boring and terrible for my old stuff. But I'm very happy with how my voice has just evolved from me doing this over the years. And it definitely changed. It changed as I got older. It got much deeper and much more clear and refined, and also it did go through a lot of changes through experience, with just me getting through a bunch of narrations and trying to play, getting out of my comfort zone, playing new characters, playing with new accents. It's definitely gotten more experienced and diverse than how it used to be. I hope it helps. I hope I answered your question thoroughly. Okay, from William, Branox 7217. Oh god, I hope I didn't totally fuck that up. They ask, first of all, love your work. Your voice is absolutely perfect for what I want in a horror story. I was wondering, where do you find your stories? And as a little request, if you find a good deep sea story with those delicious Eldritch vibes, I would love to hear you do it. Ooh, fun stuff. Well, I'm glad you like my stuff, man. I was wondering, where do you find your stories? So a lot of them, I find them from Reddit No Sleep. I have a rapport with a lot of authors on there now. I would ask for one of the stories and like, yeah, you did really good. Let's keep doing stuff. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, man. Cool. That sounds great. So a lot of them are from No Sleep. Some of them are sent straight to my email, like Vampire and Threshold of Evil are exclusives for the channel at the moment, which is very fun. And I'm super excited for where those narratives are going. And some of them are sent through my subreddit. And sometimes if they hit the criteria, then I can just grab some of those and then I can record them for the channel. So, yeah, they come from a bunch of different places, but mostly No Sleep. And if I find a good deep sea story with these delicious Eldritch vibes, ooh, dude, I would love that. I would love an Eldritch vibes deep sea horror story. The thing that I can think of that wasn't deep sea, but just sea, like it lost at sea isolation type horror, which really fucking stuck with me because it was fucked up, was In the Heart of the Sea. I posted it like last year, I think. But it's great. Oh god, it's so rough. It's a rough listen, but it's great, man. But yeah, that'd be cool, man. If I can find a story like that, I'll definitely fucking read it. Let's see. From Snipe994. What is your dog's name and what breed is he? At least I think I remember you saying he. If not, I apologize. No, you're good. He is a he. His name is Jinx, and he is a Corgi Red Heeler mix. He's a very sweet boy. And I love him very much, but sometimes he barks in the middle of my recording, which is very unfortunate. So it makes me have to retake lines. So, from Tanvigupta7835, thank you for sharing with us. Missed the bye-bye signature at the end. Bye, 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 bye. Question, have you ever used your voices on your pets? How do they react to it? You know what? Let's see.
Hello, Jinx. Thank you for joining me as we delve into the dark together. Be sure to hit the bell icon at the bottom of your screen so you don't miss a moment of bone-chewing content. Are you okay, Bubba? Did I wake you up from your nap? I am so sorry.
Very nonplussed. Yeah, let's see. Dreadful Raven 8318. Oh, I have a question. Are you going to do the live thing that others have started doing? Somnium Radio, etc., with a chat so we can all plot against, talk about our favorite YouTube person. eventually, I do want to try that. At the moment, I'm just kind of doing my own thing, sticking with the podcast. I think live would be a lot of work. I think I would need a separate rig if I'm going to be doing that kind of thing. So it'll probably be sometime in the future that I can set something up like that. And I want to make sure it's all right and set up before I attempt it. So we shall see. Sweet T11695. What goals are you trying to achieve in the next 5 years as far as this channel goes? Merch, writing books, art, etc. I am so glad you asked. My goal mainly is getting the 100,000 mark and getting a plaque, which is kind of like proof of like, hey, this has not been a huge waste of time. This is a career for me. It's kind of a business now and I have employees and it's, it's kind of a little keepsake. I think would be fun. I plan on releasing new merch. I plan on doing music on the side. I plan on making a gaming channel. And I'm going to be doing other forms of content aside from just narration as well. So I got a bunch of different projects in the works right now. And I do plan on releasing them periodically through this year and next year. So thanks for the questions. From Book of Worms. I started in on your recent content, then got curious about how you started, so I listened to your 4 years ago content, and now I'm curious where you developed that supreme horror voice. Yeah, a lot of it was just working with it, man. A lot of experience, a lot of trial and error, a lot of uncomfortability before I finally got to a point where I can just kind of switch in and do that voice if I need to. And, you know, switch between the female voice and the deep, grumbling male voice to the supreme talking Vidith to, you know, things like that, like the classy tone. There's a bunch of different inflections that you can use for it, but it's just a lot of working with it, dude. It was a lot of time and effort that I had put into this stuff. From AlphaChad4631. Very entertaining. Nice to hear your thoughts on things. Hey, also, is this you interviewing you? Yes. Yes, it is. I'm glad you enjoy the content so far, man. I'm glad that people are listening in on it, man. And you guys have been, like, so cool about it and so, like, welcoming and caring. It's just, you guys are some cool fucking people, man. I'm glad that this is the community that I have been growing. And it makes me very happy. But yeah, dude, I'm glad that you guys are enjoying this. Yeah, next question. From Ketki, is that the lo-fi study girl in the thumbnail? no, but it does sound very close. It actually does look very close now that I think of it. Damn it, now I can't not see that. Alright, from Digital Honey. Serious question. How the fuck do you not have well over a million subs by now? Your voice is extraordinary. Keep up the fantastic work. You're inspirational. Love you, man. Hugs from Canada. Much love. That's very kind of you. It's fine, man. I'm not too worried about the growth of it, man. I like the content more so than the fucking, you know, all the, you know, if I blow up for a video or whatever, and then, oh, I'm gonna have a huge amount of subs, like, it doesn't fucking matter, man. It's about the craft of it, dude. That would be an incredible feat. So, I don't know, I guess, as long as I keep doing this and people keep watching, I guess we'll see where it goes, man. Okay, from Crimson F Fire. It's nice to hear your real voice. Really enjoyed hearing your response to the questions, and you have a great sense of humor. Would you ever consider reading out some of your poetry? Thank you. Glad you like it. This is how I talk in IRL in the real world. So I have recorded my poetry, but I think nowadays I'm not really inclined to read it because I've really fallen into the niche of reading horror stories and, like, long-form content. So I don't think that poetry would really fit what I'm going for nowadays. But I'll link that video to the poetry compilation in the description of this. So you guys could check it out if you are curious. So, from Richard Nathan Holloway. Wait, so does Oh Daddy give me more? Make you more likely to stay with us degenerates? I was gonna do it anyway, but... sure, man. Yeah, that's... that. Yeah, that'll work. From Beautiful Earth Jaw. I need to know, when is the next episode of On the Trail of the Vampire? I need it. much sooner than you think. Hell, by the time this Interview with the Vidpire episode comes out, it may already be out. So, yeah. From Denver Witchful. Are you ever going to do a face reveal or stay mysterious? I am going to be staying mysterious. I had said in the first one as well, I want to keep my personal life separate from this whole YouTube stuff, and just so I can live my life and not be recognized or have to deal with any of that stuff or become a figure or whatever. That would be horrifying. I very much enjoy my privacy. From Angelic Vampire 9799. So I have a question. I am blind, and I was wondering if these editing apps are accessible for voiceover users. So I'm not sure. I'm sure that there would be accessibility for that type of thing for at least for Audacity, because Audacity's been around for fucking ever, man. But I'm not too sure. But I would definitely say it'd be worth researching. Definitely. Okay, so a few of these are not going to be questions. They're just comments that I wanted to address. some of them are questions, though. So they're intermingled. From It's James Caligo. Love you too, Viddy Boy. Also, I can help you out with the idea, with that book idea of yours, as long as it's sci-fi horror related. Dude, fucking hit me up, man. Send me in the DMs. You know where to find me, baby. From Infinite Psychosis. Big V, what's up? What's up, Infinite? How's it going, man? From Sharon4014. Vitus22 should be one of the biggest stars and narrators on YouTube. Your talent, dude, is second to none. I find most other narrators boring and droll compared to you. Your stories are alive with excitement. You bring characters are brought to life with your emotional inflection and feelings. I absolutely love your work. Please, please get merch soon. Thank you so much. That's very kind. I'm cool with where I'm at. I don't think I need to be fucking up there, man. I like what I do. I don't want to be like on any type of pedestal or nothing like that, man. Because people got different styles, man. Like, all the narrators are going to sound different, and some do certain themes, and some do, you know, narrate their and read their stories in other ways. So it's just, I think it just depends. It's just different taste. And as well as merch. Merch is coming in October. New merch in October, and as well as November, and then December. I got some talented fucking artists working on my merchandise this time, because I wanted it to be more than just the fucking V logo. That's boring, man. I got stuff that I hope that you all will enjoy, because I will definitely be buying some. From Annie Reg. Vid 22, I just went looking for that book you mentioned, The Bunker, and your narration is inaudible. Really? It had a sample and I'd know that voice anywhere. That's cool, man. Oh, man. I might have just forgotten about it, or maybe I was just unaware. That's awesome, dude. Hell yeah. That's sick. Well, I guess it'll be that much easier to potentially get into Audible if I already have some works up. So we'll have to see, man. That's awesome, dude. That's so cool. From BL-LX8NF. He mentioned he does stories via commission. Anyone know how to contact him and have him do certain stories via payments? I kind of wouldn't mind paying him to do certain H.P. Lovecraft stories. He also is such an awesome grit voice in his awesome grit in his voice that I feel would lend so well to Lovecraftian stories. Well, I do appreciate the offer. At the moment, I really don't jump to books that are already well published and well known, and that already have a whole bunch of copyright on them and big companies wrapped around it. It would be a pain in the ass, I feel, to be able to read those. And there's also stipulations with where you can post them. And so it can be kind of a headache. So I tend to avoid them a lot of the time. But if there could be certain inspired stories that could be written and potentially commissioned, so that can be on the channel later on, because that's usually what I do, is I commission some people for inspired off this theme or this idea, and then they can go from there and make it their own property, and then we can work from there and jive and make a story. Cool, man. Well, that is all the questions for today. I do hope that you guys enjoyed this interview, as well as I love making these. This is very fun. It's a good change up from just reading and narrating all the time. I do like being more personal and more personable with you guys, which is very fun. And just, you know, being myself and being off script, absolutely liberating. Love doing that. But I'm glad you guys are enjoying the content so far. I got a bunch more stories coming. I got a whole bunch of stuff coming in October. So, hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe, wear your seatbelt, be good people. I'll see you all in the next video, man. Bye, 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 bye.